the scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Biz.
One of the cast members of Friends is getting married, tying the knot. Quite the age difference there. I'll get to it in just a second. First, Kelly Clarkson may have kind of a little bit divulged what happened in her marriage. We know that she and Brandon Blackstock, it is over for them.
Right.
They've got kids together. He's got kids from a previous relationship. And it feels and sounds like it went sour, but she's saying that because she respects the kids and loves the kids so much, she's not going to go there publicly.
Had they been together for a while? I can't remember if like they were together from since the American Idol days.
No, not that long. Okay. No. Handful of years.
Okay.
You know, like a significant amount of time.
Okay.
But she said that her mom has been telling her since she was a kid that you are who you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you're surrounded by people that also want to be the best versions of themselves and also want a common goal for everyone, not just themselves. Okay.
Well said, yeah.
And she said people can be bad for you at a certain time. And she said it doesn't mean that they're bad. It just means that you're on different paths. And she thinks that's okay, that they're just on different learning curves, basically.
I mean, how much bigger does she need to get? Like, it doesn't seem like he's holding her back.
Well, we don't know we don't know how toxic he is. We don't know what goes on inside the relationship,
right,
you know?
Right,
I think she's talking more about, like, personal growth, you know?
Okay.
That kind of thing. So she's kicked him to the curb. She'll be okay.
Oh, she'll be fine. Yeah.
She'll be okay. I did really like them together, though. I thought
they were cute. Like, but, sort of like the antithesis of a Hollywood couple, you know?
Yeah, which means it ends ultimately.
Well, right.
Good point.
Okay, so Chandler is getting married.
You'll have to refresh my memory because I don't.
You don't know who Chandler is? Oh, my God.
No, I don't.
He's going to be the only one.
Like, yeah, I'm not ashamed to say it. I just, Chandler.
Matthew Perry.
Okay, thank you.
He's an actor. Biggest sitcom of all time.
Matthew Perry, got it.
So he popped the question to his girlfriend, Molly Hurwitz. He said, I decided to get engaged, and luckily I happen to be dating the greatest woman on the face of the planet at this time.
Oh, that's
now,
nice
this
to
is
say.
What people are talking about. These are the headlines you'll see all day today.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Perry is 51. She is 29 years old.
Right.
Molly and Matthew. You find that's big?
Not for Hollywood standards.
It's young. For a 51-year-old?
I'm not sure. Because I'm 34 right now, and I would date a 50-year-old and 51-year-old. So I don't think it's too far off.
She seems like she's mature. I don't say that she's mature looking, but, you know, like Catherine McPhee and David Foster, for instance.
Oh, that's sick.
That's
a little creepy. That is. It doesn't look right.
Well, my whole point was that she's like an older soul, you know? Like ages.
I know. And love is love. It's just like when we see these things, it looks weird. I have to
aesthetic.
Say that seeing Matthew Perry and Molly together doesn't quite look weird. It looks
it looks more like a father-daughter.
It kind of looks like a rich guy in Hollywood who got a hot young girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, what's 51 in Hollywood years?
It's 20.
Yeah
right?
Yeah.
So.
Except Matthew Perry looks like he's 70.
Oh, no. He has so much space for more Botox. There's so much growing he can do. Leave Matthew Perry alone. He's been through a lot, you know.
Oh, I know. Okay.